This is Wonkified, the show helping you make sense of a world that has stopped making sense.
Oh, hello. How's everyone doing? Would you do a favor for me? I want you to look on the website, in the blog. I have a couple of pictures. Nothing exciting, not wildlife or sports or any action shot. It's a picture of two shoes, two of my shoes. One is my primary pair of running shoes. And the other one is my house shoes. And there's one thing other than they're being my shoes and they're being shoes. That's two things that they have in common. So one is they're my shoes, two they're shoes, and number three, they're both untied. And they hammer home something that vexes me to no end, or perplexes me, or confuses me, whatever you want to say it. It's a question that has haunted me throughout my life. Why do my shoelaces always come untied? I think about this a lot because my shoes come untied a lot. What causes my laces to unravel? So, the jogging shoes make sense, right? I might be deceptively fast. It seems unlikely that my average velocity can loosen the laces. But apparently, running even at my speed, my, you know, donkey-esque gait can jostle the laces. So, we'll talk more about this, but it kind of makes sense. But explain to me those house shoes. What could I be doing in those house shoes that would cause them to unravel? And I want you to know, I did take these pictures just after I noticed the shoes. I did not untie these shoes. This is an honest appraisal of what is happening. So, you know, I gotta ask, am I just strolling too briskly through my bedroom? So, it turns out I'm not the only one who deals with this. That's a great thing. You know, it's like being, you know, in our walk, we find out that other people struggle with security and pride and shame and whether they're doing what God's calling them to do. It's great to find out that the loose laces or the unraveling conundrum is a global malady. Entrepreneurs are looking for shoe place replacement or accessories that will render the lace obsolete. When I was a kid, they had Velcro. I love the Velcro shoes because just zip, zip, zip off. And so they want to make the old shoelaces obsolete, find a replacement, and of course, fill their bank accounts. And I just say, go back to the Velcro, grip and rip, no laces. Also, I see if you do a quick Google search, you can find chat room discussions like adults who can't tie their shoes. Why? Or the real reason your kid can't tie their shoe yet, and that's all over the internet. There are TED Talks devoted to this topic. So maybe I should be on one or just keep listening to them. So the world yearns for an effective solution to the loose laces, to the what I call the unraveling. So, thank goodness, scientists took a break from saving the world, from disease and famine, to focus on shoelaces. A group of mechanical engineers and scientists at the University of California spent over 2 years, yes, 24 months, observing one of their lucky colleagues running on a treadmill, as well as their own shoes when they're just walking around the office. And so they actually published a study titled The Roles of Impact and Inertia in the Failure of a Shoelace Knot. So why do shoelaces come untied? Well, we're going to talk about impact and inertia, but let's just go through the process. So the act of planting your foot, and me planting my foot, carries an amazing level of force. For starters, the study findings determined that the laces experience G-force pressure exceeding the force of a roller coaster. So our feet have roller coaster power. So, and that's just from jogging, or maybe even from walking. So we might surmise that the laces unravel under pressure. But there's more to it than that. pressure is only part of the equation. Inertia is also big. So what is inertia? Inertia is, if you look up a simple definition, again on the internet or in a dictionary, it's the tendency of a body to resist a change in motion or rest. So a body can be in motion or it can be in rest. A lot of people think inertia is when something's not moving, but it can be moving. An inert object like shoelaces could be lying dormant or they could be in motion. But the key distinction is, the critical difference is the object, whatever it is resisting the change in motion. It may be in motion, but it's going a particular direction and it wants to stay in that particular direction and it is resisting movement. Maybe it's going straight and it's being forced to go to the left or the right. Maybe that happens when I'm running a straight line and I have to, move to the right or the left to avoid a car. Maybe it's just the mere force of motion that's causing it. I don't know, but inertia is critical. So, bottom line, an external force eventually unties my shoelaces because they resist the change caused by my running or walking or whatever it is I'm doing in the morning with my walking shoes, house shoes. That and I guess my wimpy knots. So the double knots eventually what works for me. So my apologies to the mechanical engineers. But there's some other solutions. So summary. What causes shoes to be untied? External force / pressure. Also, they call this G-force, but the key thing is it's an external pressure or pressure from an external force that is causing this, coupled with inertia, which is resistance, resisting that external force. You're resisting what? Change, a change in direction specifically. So this may or may not fully explain my house shoes, but it does a good job, or my shoes in general. But I think also I do a poor job of tying my shoes. So I do a poor job of preparing my shoes for the pressure, which is probably part of the inertia. So before I sign off this time, I got one more question for you. And it's unrelated. What unravels your life or calling? Or put another way, what causes your life or your God's calling in your life to unravel? Is it the pressure or the force, or is it a sense of inertia? Let's talk about that next time. This is Dr. Rob Sullivan, thanking you for joining us for this episode of Walkify. Join us next time as we again try to make sense of a world that stopped making sense.